Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here with Cyclone Fanatic telling you about one of my favorite companies that I've worked with. And I hire them all the time. Country Landscapes, they're located up in Ames, but they have offices in Eastern Iowa as well, over in North Liberty, got one up in Clear Lake. I've hired Country Landscapes to do all the landscaping in my front yard, but I've also hired them to come over and give me advice on planting trees in my front and backyard. Stuff I don't really know about. But boy, the folks at Country Landscapes are experts in this field. They also have a skilled stonemason division that creates outdoor living and cooking spaces. That's something I need to look into. Check them out. Country Landscapes. You want that dream fire pit in your backyard? That's an idea for this spring. Country Landscapes, supporting our March Madness coverage of the Cyclones here on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network.
At the Carl Auto Group Collision Centers, we make it easy. Our expert Platinum iCard technicians use the latest technology and innovations to repair any make or model of vehicle on the road. Multiple locations in Iowa to get you back on the road faster. Get your free estimate today, in person or online at carlauto.com.
Your dealer for life, it's the Carl way.
Frank, when you think fairway, you think fresh. Is that the winning culture you've tried to create?
Penelope Pineapple, what an unbelievable produce performance. How does your team stay so fresh?
Sunkissed Orange, is it true fairway has offered the freshest produce in town since 1938?
What can we say? Our produce is so fresh, we're speechless.
The Cyclone Fanatic Podcast is fueled by Cody Road and recorded in the Wild Rose Casino and Hotel Studio.
Man, oh man, what a freaking basketball game here in Kansas City. Thank you guys for tuning in. I think got plenty of people watching this. This is the women's basketball postgame show. Obviously, the men are down to Kansas State at halftime by four. Hopefully that offense turns around over there for you guys, but I've got to be really calculated with where my head's at. There's not great lighting in here. So you guys keep me honest on that in the comments if I start veering left a little bit and blind any of you. But no, fantastic game to watch here. Really a instant classic with all the things that went into it, and we're lucky to get to watch it and have all these moments that Iowa State women's basketball has had in March over the past couple of seasons especially. And be remiss if I didn't give my shout outs now to the Carl Auto Group, to Fairway, to Caliber, Caliber Iowa. I'm sorry, I was looking at logos instead of signage and stuff, but Caliber Iowa, the main sponsor for our postseason coverage of Iowa State women's basketball. Appreciate them. Central States Roofing, Country Landscapes, and Keene Project Solutions. All these fantastic companies bring you guys the coverage that we get to deliver. It is a privilege for me to sit down here at courtside and see that basketball game I saw today. Obviously, shoot any questions you got in the comments talking about that women's game today. Audie Crooks finishes with 23 points. Baylor really had no answer for her unless they could get a double team there quick enough. And when they did do that, Iowa State did a phenomenal job moving the ball around to get defenders off of her. It was really quite brilliant. You know, it kind of looked like a little bit about what BYU did in that men's game on Wednesday, but they would have a double or a triple team standing there, and the ball movement just going in a triangle, make two passes go right back to Audie, and now it's one-on-one coverage. It was really, really good offensive game plan surrounding Audie Crooks in that one for the Cyclones. A couple of big stats from the fourth quarter. Iowa State went 4.5 minutes, 4 minutes, 29 seconds on the dot, 4.5 minutes in the fourth without scoring at all. In that time, Baylor hit 2 3-pointers, kind of took momentum away from the game or away from Iowa State, obviously. But Iowa State, I mean, they stood up. They were able to limit it to just that. And that was a massive, massive key to being able to stick in that game and eventually hit the shots down the stretch to put it in. Mitch is asking about Audie's travels and were they actually travels. it's tough. You can argue that there's a lot of trap. I mean, you can argue, you know, holding on every play in football, right? I haven't seen Audie Crooks called for, I think it was six. It was six or seven. I don't have the number in front of me. Sorry, that's poor prep on my part. Sorry to Joe Stacey, because that's the six P's that he taught me. I haven't seen her get called for that many travels in a game by half the number that it actually was, let alone what she was called for today. I thought the I thought the officials kind of lost a little bit of the handle on that game. They weren't explaining a lot, at least to the coaching staff. So I had a tweet about that. That's a basketball official culture type thing that I can't stand. Just stand behind your calls and make them consistent. That's what makes you a good ref. They don't have to be good calls. They just got to be across the board the same during the entire game. And you guys have seen it just like I have. That doesn't happen a ton, especially in the big moments like this. But Iowa State able to battle out against that. Another big stat, four in a row on Baylor. Yeah, you're absolutely right, Josh. Appreciate you for watching, buddy. Baylor shot in the fourth quarter 3 of 24. Pretty bad. Iowa State's defense stood their ground in that final frame, and that was another major player to getting that one. I don't know if you guys saw the press conference video. I did just get that on YouTube right before I came on here, so you can catch it on there. But Bill Finley talked a lot about how much Emily Ryan means to Iowa State. I know she's just focused on the team, and she's just focused on Iowa State advancing and doing what's best for her team. But she broke the all-time assist record at Iowa State, and that's Bill got choked up talking about it. It was pretty cool to hear. He went on about a minute answer for it. He took about 20 seconds to think about it before he opened his mouth. So that was a really cool moment. It's on all our social medias, and it's the full thing is on YouTube too. So give that a look when you get a chance. Keep coming with the questions, guys. I'm going to read one ad from one of our sponsors here with Keen Project Solutions, a modern engineering and construction firm serving the agriculture, industrial, and commercial markets.
Cyclone Fanatic would like to welcome a new partner to our family of advertisers, Central States Roofing, which is based out of Ames. Central States Roofing is a proud family-owned company, dates back to 1968. It is owned and operated by lifelong Cyclone fans and Iowa State supporters. My favorite thing about Central States Roofing is that 100% of their employees are local. They do not subcontract any of their work. Central States Roofing handles commercial projects within a 75-mile radius of Ames, Des Moines, and Fort Dodge. Cyclone Fanatic thanks them for sponsoring our coverage of the Cyclones this March. You can learn more about this great Cyclone-owned company at csroofing.com.
The women's refs call travels way more than men. I would say yes to an extent. I think they call tie-ups a lot in women's basketball. They don't want to call something either way. It's a really puzzling thing when you get to notice it. And now that you've heard it out of my mouth, this is how it happened to me. You'll notice it a lot more. But they go straight back to the tie up when they don't know what to call something, and it can swing possession, can swing games a lot, rather than just calling a no call or calling a double foul or something. You know, there's a whole conversation debate, that we can get into. Somebody said, I don't get why we can't run any offensive sets. I thought Iowa State ran some good offensive sets in the women's game. I think he might be talking about the men's game. But nonetheless, I haven't even talked about Addie Brown yet. She hit some massive shots in this one. She had the first 7 points. It looked like she might go for 40 the way she was playing the first 2 minutes of the game. So that was really big for Iowa State to get off to that start. And they had a chance. They had multiple chances to pull away. I think they went right to Audie Crooks on the first possession in the second half, and I think they had, if I'm not mistaken, 3 or 4 opportunities to go up by more than 7 points, and they weren't able to do it. So Baylor hung around, and Dreyana, I'm blanking on her last name, Edwards, I think, she hit a three really late in the third quarter, and she's a post. Like, she was guarding Audie Crooks, did a pretty pretty good job, all things considered. But she hits a three late in the third, and she goes and puts up the three goggles to the Iowa State bench. Not necessarily at them. It was in more general aspect to the crowd. Then she comes back, and she hit two threes in the first 2.5 minutes of the fourth quarter. And I'm like, this girl's just taking over this game. And crazy, crazy stuff to see Iowa State able to limit that. And I think she shot one more three the rest of the game entirely. I thought that I was puzzled by that for sure. We'll probably play Oklahoma in the next round. I was at the game in Ames. They pounded us. Yeah, they did. They absolutely did. They do have a 10-point lead over TCU with 4:10 to go in the second quarter. That game will be on Monday, Monday at 1:30, I'm pretty sure. The thing with Oklahoma, Iowa State got out of that game and just wasn't going to get back into it. That was the unfortunate stuff. And just with that game, it ended really, really weird. I remember just thinking, like, I didn't think Iowa State would take a drumming like that that night. But we'll see. You know, they play the games for a reason, obviously. And I would say Iowa State, once they got out of that game, it was – you know, climbing a mountain to get back in it. Not that they haven't done that before this year. They had that 19-point comeback against West Virginia. So you gotta keep your head in the game at all points. And they're lucky because it starts at 0-0 on Monday. So that's an advantageous part for them. But that Oklahoma game, not nearly over yet. TCU only down by 9 points with 3:56 to go in the second quarter right now. How can we adjust to the ultra-physical style of play we will see in this tourney and the NCAA? Well, you got a different team, right? I think last year's Iowa State team adjusted in their own way, and this year's will try to adjust to it too. I think what you have going for you is Audie Crooks in the paint. You want to be physical. You want to go up against physicality. You're going to go up against Audie Crooks. And Audie Brown's a dog too. And Emily Ryan's a dog. And Ariana Jackson's a dog. And they're not going to push anybody around, but they're going to be able to take the physicality. And they'll give it back if they need to. But that's never been Iowa State's bread and butter or anything, getting into people, kind of like Baylor did when they were disrupting the offense. Iowa State just went too fast at times. They sped up their tempo, and they made little mental mistakes. The pair of plays where they stepped out of bounds, I can't remember. I don't want to throw two players under the bus that don't need to be thrown under the bus at all. But, yeah, they just made – little mental mistakes, and that kind of led to that rough stretch for Baylor. So that is going to wrap it up for this. I'm going to let you guys get back to the men's game. That second half should be starting any minute now. Thanks again to all of the sponsors. Keen, I'm sorry for reading that information for you guys, but appreciate everyone for following along today on the Cyclone Fanatic postgame show. Powered by Caliber Iowa, Fairway, Carl Auto Group, Keen Project Solutions, Country Landscapes, and Central States Roofing. We will see you guys after the men's game. Chris will be on for that show, for the post game there, so make sure you tune into that. And thank you guys again. I love doing this stuff. I'm excited to chill and go hang out with people and work some more. And make sure you tune into our coverage at CycloneFanatic.com. Check out the press conferences on YouTube and all that. So thanks again to everybody, and have a good rest of your Saturday.